Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to
you. Father, thank you for the gift you've given to us tonight. We are glad. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I want to just share a few thoughts from the Bible. This is a Bible lesson. Amen. And my subject is Jacob 1. Jacob 1. So, I believe we are blessed. Jacob 1 is the topic. Romans chapter 9, verse 13. This is going to be a very important scripture because of what it says. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. All right? Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now this is a very interesting scripture because these are twins. Are you with me? Twins. Are they twins or not? Yes. Yeah. Same day. So, and not only this, verse 10, but when Rebekah had also conceived by one, by Isaac, the children not being born, right, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. The what? The elder shall serve the younger. The elder shall serve the younger. Wow. So, then it goes on and it says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. So, the elder shall serve the younger was a calling, but in the end, Jacob was loved and Esau was hated. So there is a lot to learn from these two people. So Jacob is a very important person to us because Jacob is related to us. we are related to Jacob. Okay? Now, Galatians chapter 3. If you look at Galatians chapter 3, the first we all know is Christ has redeemed us from the curse so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us. But if you go down in verse 16, it says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. To who? Abraham and his seed were the promise made. To Abraham and his seed were the promise made. To Abraham and his seed were the promise made. To Abraham and his seed were the promises made. To Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Hallelujah. So, let's change the version. Perhaps we can read this in another version. Galatians chapter number 3 and verse 16. Glory to God. In another version, it says, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. The NIV says, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people. But it said, and to your seed, meaning one person, which is Christ. You understand? So the promise of God was made to Abraham's seed, which was talking about one person, which is Christ. That's our belief. This is where we separate from Israel, like the Jews currently. In fact, Paul is not a popular person at all. You will never go to Israel and see somebody called Paul because of all this. They don't like his doctrine at all. Although now more and more Israelis are becoming Christians. All right? Now, so God has blessed and promised a blessing and promises to the seed of Abraham. To Isaac, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. So, we as the church, we are the seed of Abraham. Not the seeds. The seed. Amen. Now, turn with me to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Beautiful. Now, verse 17. If some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Wilt thou then say the branches were broken up that I may be grafted in? Well, because of unbelief they were broken up, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Now let's look at verse 17 very well. If some of the branches were broken off, that thou being a wild olive Ghanaian tree, or I don't know where you're from, Nigerian or Zimbabwean or whatever, you were grafted in. Why were you grafted in? So that with them you might partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So there is a root and a fatness. That is why you are added to a tree. Because there's roots and there's fatness coming from the ground. And that root and that fatness is what you are going to enjoy. So we as Christ's seed, Abraham's seed, have been added to this mysterious and wonderful tree or family, so that we can partake of the root and the fatness of Israel, where Israel gets its blessings. Is where you are getting your blessings. Where Israel gets its greatness is where you are getting your greatness. What makes Israel unique and special is where you are also becoming special and unique. Are you understanding me? Yes. So that is so beautiful. And God has blessed us so that we would now partake of the root and the fatness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the root of the root is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The fatness is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. So that is how come somebody like Jacob would be important to us. It is because they are the root and the fatness of the tree to which we've been added. Are you understanding me? Is it complicated? Very simple. Am I teaching simple or they're complicated? Huh? Both? Complicated? Easy to understand? Now, one day one of my friends went to a golf course, and there was a caddy who came to caddy, and he liked him. One of these boys wasn't educated or anything. And to my amazement, because I watched it happen, he said, I will adopt this boy. And he adopted him. And although he had how many children? He added him to his children. Changed his name. I'm talking about in Ghana. This fellow lives in Accra, went to this town outside Accra, played golf, one of the towns where they have golf courses in Ghana. We have several. And then the person who was his caddy, that is the one who carries the bag, he just said, I like you. I'll adopt you. So he changed his name and added him, okay, to a tree. That tree already had, he had a number of children. And like you can see in the scripture there, it says they were grafted in amongst them, all right, and they became partakers of the root and the fatness of the tree. Amen. So this young man now became part of this family. The other day I was asking him, where is this person? He said, oh, he's in America. We got him a visa, took him there, spent money on him, took him to school, and he lives in America today. He lives there. Fully grafted. As to whether he's grateful or not, I don't know. That's another topic. He's in America now. I forgot which state. Yeah. So the fatness of the family, this caddy, right, who was from another part of the world and another part of Ghana, I mean, also a Ghanaian, but a different tribe, was added to this family and is now benefiting from the fatness and the roots of the olive tree. Is it beautiful? Now, you are the caddy. You are the one who is from the wrong tribe. Okay? Yes. Now, the tribe that he was added to, his name starts with one of the alphabets. We have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. So the first eight. You can choose anyone from the first eight. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. So I don't know which one you are going to choose. A can go for Ashanti. B can go for Brangahafo. F can go for Fanti. E can go for Ewe. G can go for Gan. H can go for Hausa. So eight. D for Dagomba. E for Ewe, F for Fafra. So we have quite a few options. So he came from one of these eight. That's the olive tree. And he was added to from another tribe, which also comes from this eight. Yes, but not the same one. Fully benefited. And now he's there. So you are the one from another wrong tribe. And you are being added to a family, which is a wild family. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when you go to Israel, yes, everybody is fighting over Abraham. Yes. You see, the Christians are there. All three, there's this wailing war. All three are struggling over the wall there. When you go to the wailing wall, it's a war like this. And everybody's praying there, you see. And at the wall, you have Christians standing into the wall because they believe that Solomon's temple was there. Then, underground, well, it's not really underground, you go there, you see the Jews praying. I mean, they pray like this. And they have memorizing the Bible, the Torah, which is the same Bible, but Old Testament only. Praying. And then the Christians are at the top putting the paper in. And the Muslims are also there. I think they come up, there's an upper part. And they are there on Fridays. And it's a wild place. Friday, Muslims, Saturday for Jews, Sunday for Christians. It's a heated dispute And everybody is fighting as to whose father, which, the root. Everybody wants to be Abraham's descendant. Yes. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you have in Islam, you have Abraham and Ishmael. That they believe that Ibrahim and Ishmael is the one who was taken to sacrifice, not Isaac. You understand? That's one of the big differences. So what I'm trying to say is that we are all struggling to say, Charlie, we are the real partakers of the roots. I hope you understand. All right? It's a big fight to join the family. We all, Christians, Jews, Muslims, we are all trying to join the family and say, Charlie, we are the ones who are in the family. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, any of these three people will always be important to you. Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, the three. Because we are sure from Abraham it came to Isaac. From Isaac it came to Jacob. And from Jacob we had the 12. So, as for the three, we are all determined to be there. As for me, I'm there. Kabosha Kabala Baba. How many are there also? I mean, a Ghanaian like you, how do you qualify? You get what I'm saying? How much more me? Half and half. I don't even know where I belong. It's true. I know where I belong, but some people are not sure where I belong. I'm just watching all of them. They are not sure. That's their problem. A Nigerian has nothing to do with Abraham. What's the link between Nigeria and Abraham? But if you go to Nigeria right now, you see a lot of believers claiming, Charlie, we are from Abraham. He's our father too. Is it not amazing? How many are also going to fight to belong? Charlie, look, you know, this is also my father. That's also where I'm coming from. I need to be there. I'm there. I'm part of it. You can't eliminate me. Yes. And I'm taking my place. Yes. Whether it's Abraham, whether it's Isaac, whether it's Jacob, I'm there. Galatians 4:18. Yeah. 28. Galatians 4:28. Now it says, we brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise. So we are from Isaac. You get what I'm saying? Or you don't get it? Yeah. We brethren, just as Isaac was, we are children of promise. I hope you are being blessed because I've almost finished preaching. You should be blessed by now so that by the end, you've already been blessed. Galatians 3:13. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the law, being made a curse of the law for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing, you see, or the fatness and the roots of Abraham might also come on the Gentiles. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. So we are all forcing ourselves to be part of this tree. Whether it's Abraham, whether it's Isaac, or whether it's Jacob, which is Israel. The spiritual Israel that we've been grafted onto. We've been grafted. So this is your story. You are being grafted to the roots. Let's look at that scripture again. The roots of Romans 11. The roots and the fatness of the olive tree. Amen. Fantastic. Romans 11, 17. Partakers of the roots and the fatness of the olive tree. Partakers of the roots and the fatness of the olive tree. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 1. My brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So he talks all about Israel in Romans chapter 10. You see, in verse 19, he says, I say, did Israel not know? And then, but 21, he says, but to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Oh, not listen to what I'm saying. Do you understand? Then, in chapter 11, verse 1, he says, has God cast away his people? God forbid, for I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people. Do you see? That's the Israelites, which he foreknew. All right? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel. All right? Then he goes on in verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which it seeked for. And you can see he's talking about Israel, and Israel is Jacob. Are you with me? And he's talking about Jacob, Israel, 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 Israel. Verse 17. For if some of the branches were broken off, then thou being a wild olive tree are grafted in among them, with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. So here again, you see that he is talking about Israel. So we have in Galatians, we see we are part of Abraham. In Galatians 3, 13 and 14, we are part of Abraham. Galatians 4, 28, we are part of Isaac. And Romans chapter 10 and 11, we are part of Israel. Or we are part of Jacob. Are you with me? How many understand what I'm talking about? Is it easy to understand? By class 4, you should have gotten this. Now, you are going to start partaking, and I am also partaking, of a Jacobic Israeli blessing. Amen. From now. And you are going to walk in it. So everything that applies to Jacob applies to you. Now this young man I'm speaking about, who was a caddy and now lives in America, went to school and everything there, is not partaking of his original family. It's partaking of a completely different family. Amazing. And it's really benefiting, really enjoying. Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. Now, when the Most High divided the nations, some people use this, I think, to preach about apartheid. But when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, he separated the sons of Adam apart, separate apart. And And he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. All right? Verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Change the version if you like. Change the version. The Lord's portion is his people. NIV. Yes. So the Lord's portion. So God has all the nations in the world. God's portion. God has got one country, and unfortunately it's not Ghana. Would have been nice. How many wish it was Ghana? Ah, we would have all been so happy to be Ghanaians. But unfortunately, God has chosen one country in the whole world. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is his allotted inheritance. Israel. So I am happy this evening to be one of God's inheritance on this earth. Because I've been grafted in, and now, instead of being outside the commonwealth of Israel, have you seen that scripture? You can bring it up. The commonwealth of Israel. Commonwealth. Wealth that is common to Israel is going to be common to you. I hope you are still with me. Yes. Ephesians 2. Now at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Commonwealth. Wow. Or the wealth. Okay, take away common, just make it wealth. Wow. The wealth of Jacob. Beautiful. Okay? Is it nice? How many are happy to be part of the wealth of Israel? Oh, you know, the inventor of Mercedes-Benz was a Jew. Facebook is a Jew. Goldman Sachs is a Jew. CNN and all these Warner Brothers, Jews. Anything you see, Cohen, Goldman is a Jew. Einstein is a Jew. Jesus Christ, a Jew. Who else do you know who is a Jew? Zuckerberg is a Jew. A lot of them. Even the current head of Microsoft, I believe, is a Jew. The new head of Apple is a Jew, the richest company in the world, Jew. Albright, Jew. All of them Jews. Commonwealth of Israel. Inventors of many things. Beautiful. So now, anything you see mentioned Israel or Jacob, you must be diving into the air and start believing it. And as you believe it, you become real. Because what you say and what you believe starts to happen. I prefer to be part of the Commonwealth of Israel than the Commonwealth of Ghana. How many prefer to be part of the Commonwealth of Jacob than the Commonwealth of Ghana? Yes. Yes. And you see, this is not about passports. Don't think of it in the natural. Think of it as a spiritual thing. A very powerful thing. Now, Deuteronomy 38. Did you leave that beautiful verse, verse 9? Why should you leave such a nice verse? Bring it back. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is his allotted inheritance. Go back to King James and now let's move to verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. He said he found him in a desert land. So God found Jacob. That's you. He found him in the desert land. And in the waste, howling wilderness. There was nothing. That's where he found him. In fact, Israel is like that. It's dry. Nothing is there. And he led him about. He did what? He led him about and he instructed him. Some people don't like instructions. Pray that you get an instruction. If you believe in instructions, you can marry. You just have instruction manual. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Smile. When they come, smile. When they do this, 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 that. Instructions. In the army, we have instructions. Piloting, we have instructions. You don't use your ideas. Obey. He instructed him. And he kept him as the apple of his eye. That's your story from now in Jesus' name. Precious in the eyes of God. Precious. 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 The apple of his eye. The apple of his eye. Hey! Verse 11. Now, as an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. You see, some of us are led sometimes by this person, then sometimes by that, sometimes by this. But this one, it says, the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. Yes, there was no strange God with him. So from now, you see, this is how to be an apple of God's eye. You have to allow the leading of God. You must know how God leads. Verse 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. You are going to be spending a couple of nights in some hotels, that higher places that you've never thought you would ever stay. High places of the earth. You know, one day I went into a hotel room. I told my wife, can you check how much this room costs? Can you check how much? I mean, we were not paying. The people who invited us were paying.
You're riding.
Yeah, I was riding on the high places. So she went to check. $5,000 a night. Yes. $5,000 a night. And I argued with her. I said, it's not true. I told you, I'm not good at math, so I'm going to go down to check myself. Because she's not good at math. You know? She's good at other things, but not the math is not her strong point. So I went to check it. I said, it cannot be. It's your math again. But it was correct. 5,000 every night. Coolie. Hey. You'll be riding on the high places of the earth. And not from any reason. There's nothing to do with medicine or my father or mother or just this church, same church work. Riding on the high places of the earth. One day I arrive at an airport in a certain country whose name begins with one of the alphabets. And a car came to pick me. Now, as we were going, I noticed the car, when I sat in the car, it was like a room. Huh? The car was like a room inside of the car. So I started to think that I must be in a special car. So I decided to scan and see if I could find any sign. And I found I was in a Bentley. Yes. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what type of car. I just sat in the car. But as I was going, I realized I was riding on the high places. Yes. I was riding in a Bentley. I was being taken somewhere. To the high places of the earth. That he might eat the increase of the field. You stop eating this wille and praising yourself. Mm-hmm. You eat the increase of the field. Wow. You are going to change your diet soon as you follow the Lord. And as He leads you along. You see, some of you have never eaten certain exotic things. Yes. Yes. One day I went somewhere. My wife and I, we were there. They brought a black egg. A black egg. Yes. The egg was... They boiled, it is like a boiled egg, black. Yes. What an egg. And they said, this egg has taken 100 days to cook. Yes. So it was called a century egg. You see, you've been eating all these wache eggs that they've been giving you. I'm talking of higher eggs. 3 minutes cooking. You know, the more you believe what I'm saying, the faster it will come to pass in your life. Yes. The high places of the increase. You eat the increase of the field, not the decrease or the leftovers of the field. Your love for bones is a habit that has been developed out of a need that you are not aware of. Yes. Your love for bones. You feel that, oh, that's what I like. But it's something you have developed over time. It's true. It's something you have developed. It's like Wele. It's a nice Wele. Is nice, but let's be serious. What is Wele? 1 man 1,000. What is that one? And the small ones. Yes, 1 man 1,000. Fish that has not developed. Newborn babies, thousands of them. Ooh. And He made him to suck honey out of the rock. You see, out of where it shouldn't come, it's coming. And oil out of the flinty rock. This will be your story. You know, in this younger generation, they are not going to be stories. Do you want to go full time? Oh, stories. A lot of things. Can I see you after? You know, my sister want to do this. Hey. Yes. No stories. No making up stories. Just look. Yes, Lord. Here I am. You are going to enjoy the honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Oil is the riches. You see, oily things are nice. You know, it gives sickness, but it's nice. And it's only at a certain age that it will give you sickness, but Charlie, it's nice. Fried fish and boiled fish. Boiled rice and fried rice. Boiled yam and fried yam. One day I was in a hotel with my wife in Asia. You'll be there soon. Not so long. Don't think of 70. Don't think of when you are 60. I said soon. And I said, we look on the menu because it was late. So we were going to order food to eat in our room. So when I look at the menu, I said, as I saw fried rice, so I told her, order fried rice. But I thought we need something else. Said, oh, no, don't worry. The people said, fried rice is enough. I said, well, fried rice and something. No, there's no and something. The fried rice alone. So we were waiting. When it came, Yusuf. Yusuf. You see, it was more than enough. Yes. It's not our this type of fried rice and something. Everything was in it. Yes. Your life is going to be nice. Verse 14. Butter of kine. Milk of the sheep. Fat of the lambs. Rams of the breed of Bashan. And goats with the fat of the kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Pure blood of the grapes. All this is because God chose you as Jacob. And he led you alone. And he brought you step by step into this wonderful place. Genesis 27. Genesis 27. Kashato Pala Sale. Are you still around? This is Jacob 1. And I just want to pray for some people and then we are done. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old. You see, this is the root and the fatness of the olive tree. This is where it all comes from. This is where the riches, this is where wealth, blessing, protection, this is where it comes from. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the root and the fatness of the tree. Yeah. So when we sing the song, you know, Ida Hosa used to say, Abraham's blessings are mine. He's the first person I heard singing that song. Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm blessed in the morning, I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. It sounds like something silly. You just say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Some old man far away, you are saying that his blessings are yours. It's because you don't have faith and you don't understand the Bible. Oh. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are Abraham's blessings are yours. Isaac's blessings are yours. And Jacob, Israel's blessings are yours. You have been grafted onto the Israeli tree. Yes. That's why today, as Christians have understood this, that's why today Christians are the topmost visitors to Israel. Yes, flooding there from America, from Nigeria, from everywhere you see Israel. And when you go to Israel, you cannot go to any Arab country. So, yeah, because when they stamp your passport, you cannot go to Lebanon, you cannot go to here, you cannot go anywhere. Once you've been to Israel, you're not welcome in any Arab country. So now they have a slip. Instead of stamping your passport, they stamp on a paper and give to you. That's it. Yeah. So that there's nothing in your passport. Yeah. And you, when you go, you see every country is arriving there. The Christians all over the world. And they themselves have realized it. Most of us have been approached by these people because they know that we are the topmost. We've realized that, Chale, these are our tree. Thank you, sir. We are wild. We are wild branches. But, Chale, we are joining ourselves fully to the root. Yes. And I see you as a divine Jacobite. Amen. A divine Israeli. Amen. Yes. This is how it began. You must know what is happening. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. So that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and he said, my son. And he said to him, behold, I'm here. Verse 2. And he said, look, I am old and I know not the day of my death. You see, no nobody knows the day of his death. So sometimes there's something you want to do, do it clearly, because you don't know the day of your death. I know not the day of my death. So I have to do A, B, C, D. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, and bring it that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die. You see, it is the soul that blesses. The soul has to do with the mind, the spirit, and the inner intangible part of a person is the part that blesses. But somehow, the meat he was going to eat was going to affect that soul and stir it up. Verse 5. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison to bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. You see, every man must watch for the manipulations and the deceptions of a woman. Yes. You see, there is nothing that you should have been attracted to a woman by, but God has made that a man likes a woman. We like them helplessly. I hope you understand what I'm saying. How many brothers agree with what I'm saying? Yes. We are helplessly liking them. Now, anything you like a lot, you have to be careful of it, because it can play a game around you, and before you realize, you are being moved to do things that you never thought you would do. So she's now maneuvering among the children. She had a different mind from her husband as to who should be what.
That's right.
And when there is a division amongst the parents, the division is transferred to the children. So the fight between Jacob and Esau came from the division between Rebekah and Isaac. Isaac felt he should bless Esau, and Rebekah felt he should bless Jacob. Isaac wanted to give this money to Esau, but Rebekah wanted it the other way around. Amazing. And you see that just as the parents had different views, it transmitted straight down. Why do I say that? If you take a country, and that's why you see sometimes children are divided into two. And the children are also not 100%. Flowing. Why? Let's take a nation, Ghana. Who are our parents? Our parents and our fathers are the president and people that have been presidents. So there are two people. We have president, this president, former president and president, or one trying to come and one who is there. And they are divided at the top there. They don't flow at all. And if you look, therefore, within the country, we are equally half divided. Half believe in this parent, half believe in that parent. So it has been transferred from the parents right into the children. Back. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Verse 9. Go to the flock and fetch me, and I will make savory meat. I know what your father likes. Instead of making food that he liked normally, it has not been made for some time. So when she does it now, it is going to be something special. Because if it would have said, oh, but this is mommy's food, It's not her food. It's a special thing for a special occasion. It's no more being brought up as a special thing. Yeah. Verse 10. Thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may bless thee before his death. Verse 11. And Jacob said to my Esau is a hairy man and I am a smooth man. That is the skin. He doesn't have a lot of hair. Verse 12. My father will fill me and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. So a deceiver brings a curse. It says, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. So everybody here operating in lies and deception, it brings a curse. So you better make sure that your life is straight. Because when you are operating in deceptions, you will operate and receive a curse. And Rebecca knew it. Now, listen, look at what she says. Verse 30. And his mother said, upon me be thy curse. In other words, I receive the curse for you. Yeah. I receive the curse for you. You see, she's maneuvering. She's maneuvering. So if you don't take care, you don't know what's happening. And she's maneuvering behind the husband and maneuvering among the children. And if you listen to Derek Prince teaching about Rebecca, he tells you, this is the last time we heard, after this, that was it. Now hear of her again. Yeah, she said, let the curse of deceiving your father be on me. And that was it. That was the end of her. Verse 14, he went and fetched and brought them, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. So she's gone to get her other son's clothes. Like the thing is not being left to be a simple thing at all. It's like she's engineering. So when you are a man, you must watch out whether there is an engineer in your life. Engineering things that you never intended to be. Before you realize you are no more in the ministry. Before you realize you are doing something you never planned to do. Before you realize you are an adulterer. Many things that you never planned for. She went and not only that, but brought his clothes and put them on Jacob, her younger son. Said, now, verse 16. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hand and on the smooth of his neck. Look, and she dressed him up for her blind father, her blind husband. And she gave the savory meat which she had prepared to her son. Verse 18. Now he came to his father and said, my father, he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said to his father, this is the beginning of the blessings. Jacob said, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. So now it looks like even if you bless the name, it's different from blessing the human. Because he said, I'm Esau. So even though he said he was Esau, I bless you. But it didn't come to, it came to the one who was there. That's why sometimes you need to be there physically to get the blessing. Yes. I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, and sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Verse 20. Ka she to sa la ma sanda. Isaac said to his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. The Lord thy God is your wife. Your engineer, the engineer. Engineer has brought it. He said, the Lord thy God. Girls, you must be careful as you are engineering things. And you see, that's why sometimes you hear people say, it is the wife. It is the wife. It is the wife, because people over time have come to learn that there is an engineer behind the person's behavior. And that's why the person is behaving that way. There's an engineer. How is it that thou hast found it so quickly? I said, the Lord has brought it to me. Verse 21. And Isaac said, come that I may feel thee, whether you are my very son. His wife knew exactly what. How come people know all these things but don't use it rather to massage the old man or do certain things? You are using it for engineering. You know how he feels hair and how he feels the neck and everything. You won't use it to massage the old man. You've not given him a nice meal like this for years. He should have rather said, but this is why I've been eating this every day. He should have said, I eat this every day. You can't give this to me. Nonsense. You know how your mother is treating me so beautifully. It's the same thing I've been eating, but it was not the same thing. What he loved, he was not getting. It's been a long time. Sweet mother, poor lover. Sweet mother, poor lover. Verse 22. Now Jacob went near his father and he felt him. He said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Verse 23. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy. So he blessed him. Verse 24. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? Lie to me again. And he used his mother as Carol for the last lie. My mother is receiving the curse for me. I am your son Esau. So you see, the father was very particular that it was Esau he wanted to bless. And the mother was very particular that it was Jacob. Division in the house. Cursed are those that don't follow the head of the house. Instead of arguing, follow. Just flow. Just flow. Sure, she should have just flowed with. So she brought a curse. That's the end of her. And that's the end of many women. Because your engineering is manipulation, deception, manipulation, and witchcraft. You see, to bewitch is to control. So they will be sitting somewhere, they will have a doll, then they take pins, then they press it into the neck. Just, my neck is paining me. Then they'll press the foot, I'm feeling foot pain. Then they press, so it's like a power that is working on you from somewhere. That's what I say, bewitched and enchanted. Spell. But is the Holy Spirit who is supposed to be controlling? Holy Spirit is supposed to control. Lift your hand. Worship God. This, so no human or other power is supposed to control a man. Are you there? Watch it. And he said, bring it near. I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near, and he did eat. And he brought him wine and he drank. And his father Isaac said, come now near and kiss me, my son. You see? And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And he said, He was smelling the mother had already put his brother's clothes on him that he used for hunting. Engineering pa. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. He came near and he kissed him. Now all things work together for good. Because sometimes somebody is doing something bad that is even bringing a curse. But it works together for your good. That's how God works. His ways are mysterious. But sometimes something that is bad for you and something that is actually a curse is turning out as a good thing for you. That is what's going to happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to see two traditions that are broken here. You see, normally we fast when we want to preach. Normally we fast. As I fasted, then the anointing will be upon me. So when I speak, then it's like the power is going to flow. But in this case, he was eating to be full, to drink wine. It's like my belly full. That is when the anointing is now coming. So don't be thinking to yourself, because I've eaten, power cannot work. Sometimes when you have eaten, rather, you see power.
Charged.
Yes. God is not affected by your small fasting, two meals. And he says, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field. Beautiful. And he kissed him. Another tradition is broken right there. Of kissing a man. Verse 28. Now, these two verses encapsulate the blessing for your life. And this is going to be your story. Amen. From now, I want you to go home and believe. Are you with me? Yes. Believe it. The Lord give thee the dew of heaven. The dew of heaven is the rain, the invisible blessing. So in the morning, the dew. In certain places, there's no rain. There's only dew. There's no rain. There's dew. Dew is water. And it comes. It's so small, but it comes on it and waters the plants. And it comes from heaven. Something from heaven. So may God give you something from heaven. Amen. Then may he give you the fatness of the earth. You see, that is the good part, the nice part. Look, when you are eating pork and you bite some of the fat, you see that it is very nice. How many have eaten some? It's as if it's some kind of water. Things that don't have fat and oil are different. Yes. So now he's saying, may God give you the fatness of Ghana. You think there are no people enjoying in Ghana? Ole, be ole. In this government, there are people that are in this era, this 4 years, which is ending soon. It's because next year's election. There are people that are saying, this is the best we have ever had. Huh? It's very good for them. If you go to Nigeria, there are people that are doing well. Everywhere where you say things are not good, they are enjoying fully. The Lord give thee the fatness of your country. And plenty of corn and wine. Plenty. You see, this is your story. As for hunger, there will be nothing like that in your life again. In terms of hunger, in terms of storeroom, I release corned beef into your house. I release sardines into your house. I receive shito and release shito into your house. Everything that is necessary, corn and wine, in boxes. I said in boxes. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now sit down. Some of you have been struggling with food. This today marks the end of that struggle. Amen. Plenty of corn and wine. And the last verse. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. You see, this blessing has about four or five parts. And each part is, you have to meditate and receive. Let people serve thee. 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 Wow. Hey. It's a wild thing, oh. Let people serve thee. Let there be a lot of people who serve you. Maxwell, can you believe it? You see, today you are serving. But he blessed you and said, let people serve thee. Yes. Sometimes when I look at the people that God has raised to serve me, I say, wow. Oh, yes. I don't have any person working for me, doing anything for me, who is not highly educated, highly intelligent, doing the most menial job. Highly educated and highly intelligent, doing the lowest job. Let people serve thee. Hallelujah. Beautiful. And nations bow down to. Nations bow down. How much more somebody said, refuse a visa? How can that happen to Jacob's, somebody who is enjoying the root and the fatness of the olive tree? You, of all people, somebody who says, stamp, refuse. Come next year, try again. Another. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. And nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Hey! Be Lord over thy brethren. 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 I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. This is how Jacob became Jacob. He didn't become Jacob by hard work. No, 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 no. No. Look at the inventions that have come out of Israel. And look at the inventions that have, the Nobel Peace Prizes. Nobel Prizes that have come to Israel. It's a long list, very, very long. His brethren, 3 or 4. All the Palestinian and Arab Nobel Prize for invention, science, this technology. I was once in Israel, somebody was wearing a t-shirt. All the inventions of the Jews. Plenty. And then their brethren, they made a t-shirt of it. And then the inventions of their brothers, 3 or 4. Lord, like hundreds. Be Lord over thy brethren. Be Lord over thy brethren. And you can see it's your brother because he looks like you. Be Lord over thy brethren. Be Lord over thy brethren. Be Lord over thy brethren. Recently I heard that guns are from Israel. I received even the biological one apart from the spiritual one. And Nigerians, I hear that Yorubas are also Israelis. Yes. So we are there. All non-Gans, you are not included. And then non-Yorubas. You are only using the grafted ones. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let people serve thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Hey. You see, just these few words, it's just like saying, a servant of servants thou shalt be. It's a short phrase. Or a phrase like, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. But the ramifications and implications are too fantastic. Yes. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. That was the end. Look at verse 30. Verse 30. And it came to pass, as soon as Jacob had, that was all. This is the holy statement that have turned Israel into what it is. That's all. This all. These few words, that's the end. After this, Lord, then his brother came. When he came and found out that his brother had come to receive all those words, he was amazed. The father couldn't believe. Look at it. If he goes on, he said that, and his father trembled, and he had made savory meat. He had finished, you have now finished. Phlegmatic, he was a bit slow. And he says, and Isaac trembled exceedingly. He said, who? Where is he? Is he? Is he? Manipulations. Amazing. So let people serve thee. Receive the corn, plenty of corn, plenty of wine. Enjoy the fatness of the earth. Let thy brethren be lord over thy brethren. I said, be lord over thy brethren. And let people serve thee. You know, I want you to take these two phrases. Let people serve thee. One. And two. Be lord over thy brethren. Keep these two words in your soul. And keep saying it to yourself. Be lord over thy brethren. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. Lord, let it come to pass. Let people serve thee. Whatever it means. Be lord over thy brethren. Whatever it means. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, you see, it has a greater meaning because he had only one brother. He had only one brother. Yes. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Meanwhile, he had only one. You see, there are more people than even your biologicals. Yes. Be lord over thy brethren. Thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Let nations bow down to thee. Bow down. No country can keep you away. No country can keep you away. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for the blessing of Jacob. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We receive that blessing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God right now. Ka shakta zota balanda bala. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Be lord over thy brethren. Let people serve thee. Be lord over thy brethren. Let people, different types of people, serve thee. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. Pasheto shata pashato shetepa. Besha wata samo poloshige palabasatara. He ba ba bala bobo shata bala bekebele sitosho. He ba me lomo katabalane bashan bere no marasa. He merendolo mashi berendele mekeba. Hai lomo ndala mamandala baba. Kale masutara bara malashende bese mala mamandara. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I want the Sierra Leonean missionaries to just step forward. I just want to pray for you. All the people from Sierra Leone. Just stand there right now. Who is this? Who are you? Are you a Sierra Leonean missionary? No. I mean the Sierra Leonean missionaries who have come from Sierra Leone. Are you all here? Huh? Where is your wife? All right. Lift up your hands. I'm going to pray for you. Now listen, everybody, look at me. You know, Sierra Leone is a nation. It's a nation with a lot of difficulty. If Ghana has difficulties, they have 100 difficulties. If we have 10, they have 100. And they have been sent to Sierra Leone. So you see, it's the blessing of God that makes you to prevail. Your hands. Thanks, Jesus. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. And let nations bow down. Just pray that our brethren in Sierra Leone will experience the blessing that enables them to prevail. Prevail. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Nations bowing down. Nations bowing down. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Let nations bow down to thee. Let nations bow down to thee. Entire nations. Entire nations. Entire nations. Thank you. Thank you. Whatever stands before you, between you and your destiny, bows. It bows. It bows. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let nations bow. Let nations bow. Thank you, Father. Let nations bow. You are being made great. He said, I have blessed him, and he is blessed. Be blessed. Whatever you lack, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Let nations bow. Let nations bow. Supernatural power. Supernatural power. Supernatural power. Supernatural power. Supernatural power is given. Supernatural, natural, natural, natural power. Receive supernatural power is given to you in the name of Jesus. Nations bow down. Nations bow down. Nations bow down. Nations bow down. Parama Tazamala Parimeda. Let nations bow down. Thank you. Thank you. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Receive oil. Receive grace and blessing. The curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse in your life. The curse in your life. The curse in your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Nations bow down. Nations bow down. Palamaga. Tamalade. Tebalabala. Tebalamade. Pebolamaga. Paremelele. Palandamide. Tomaravaka. Nations bow down. Nations bow down. Let nations bow down. Let nations bow down to you. Let nations bow down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody lift your hands. Receive divine support. Supernatural engineering. Heavenly power over your life. Whatever you lack as a Ghanaian, receive a supernatural superimposition of the blessing of Israel over your life and walk in it from today. Walk in it from today. Walk in it from today. Sierra Leone will be easy for you. 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 Everybody thank God right now for his blessing. Marama Shandarama. Receive cars. Receive houses. Receive plenty of corn and wine for your mission. You'll never be declared poor ever again till you die. No one will pity you and no one will mock you. Your mockers are all disappointed. Your mockers are all ashamed by the power of God over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.